Stop booster shots to give poor nations a chance.
The WHO is appealing to richer nations like the U.S. to have a moratorium on booster jabs, at least until the end of September. It says this will give poorer countries some time to do a little catch-up to have a shot at the limited global supply of COVID-19 vaccines. The World Health Organization wants 10% of every country worldwide vaccinated by end September, but the widening inequality, inequality may impact that target. Richer nations have scooped up more than 80% of doses, even though they make up less than half of the world's population.
Richer nations have 100 doses for every 100 people. Poorest nations have fewer than 2 doses for every 100 people. Last week, Israel started booster shots in a bid to contain the highly contagious Delta variant. Germany and the UK follow suit next month. The US, meantime, has secured a deal with Pfizer for 200 million shots for possible booster jabs.
I understand the concern of all governments to protect their people from the Delta variant. But we cannot and we should not accept countries that have already used most of the global supply of vaccines, using even more of it, while the world's most vulnerable people remain unprotected.
And if we continue to put strain on vaccines by, you know, now going into third, fourth doses or whatever in areas that already have high coverage, we just will not be able to catch up.
Well, the U.S. rejects the appeal by the U.N. Health Agency. It is ready to begin rolling out boosters as soon as the CDC or FDA gives to go ahead.
If we feel that it's a false choice and that we can do both, we announced just yesterday that we hit an important milestone of over 110 million vaccines donated to the world. That is more than any other country has shared combined. We also, in this country, have enough supply to ensure that every American has access to a vaccine.
The deepening rich-poor divide comes as the global tally for COVID cases surpasses 200 million.
For more, Simon Marks is joining us live from Washington, D.C. So, Simon, what signal is the U.S. sending to the global community by rejecting the WHO's appeal for a moratorium on booster jabs?
Well, the White House wasted absolutely no time today in pushing back against that suggestion by Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus of the World Health Organization, calling even for a temporary moratorium, a brief pause in any planned boosters in order to give the developing world and those parts of the globe that haven't had a chance to get a first shot to try and begin the process of catching up. But as you heard Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, say there, it is the Biden administration's contention that the U.S. certainly can do both, can, if it chooses, and it hasn't chosen to do so yet, administer booster shots to its population while simultaneously engaging in what President Biden has characterized as his determination to become the world's arsenal for vaccine production and vaccine distribution. So they viewed this as an unnecessary choice that the WHO is suggesting that countries in the developed world need to make. There will be critics, of course, of that move by the Biden administration who say that it again indicates that the US is much more concerned with domestic vaccinations and improving the public health situation in the US than it is in the rest of the world, and that that can come back to bite the United States at a later date because of the importation of potentially fresh variants that have not yet developed or been identified. We have learnt here tonight that the Biden administration is making plans to require vaccination for the vast majority, nearly all foreign travelers who enter the United States. This idea is said to be in an embryonic stage by the White House. Several government departments now engaged in an interagency process to hatch the proposal more fully, but that clearly is one indication that President Biden wants to at least control the flow of inbound travelers and make sure they're vaccinated once some semblance of normalcy returns.
All right, Simon, thank you very much for that report. Simon Marks reporting live from Washington, D.C.